Dr. John Triffery is a marine and environmental systems professor at Florida Institute of Technology, who's been studying muck in the Indian River Lagoon, which he describes as black mayonnaise.
And much like the algae bloom, it blocks sunlight and inhibits sea growth.
Triffery says muck has been accumulating in the lagoon for decades, leading to a decrease in oxygen in the water. So he says a multi-year effort is needed to help restore the system.
We're in a period of critical decline, and people are always saying it's critical. This one is really bothering me, and I'm sort of someone who can tolerate a lot. This is serious. And muck has been accumulating for 5 or 6 decades, and now it's been spread over greater distances in the lagoon. So let's dredge, but let's make sure we keep the upland areas from filling in again.
Vieira Senator Thad Altman invited Triffery to make a presentation before the Senate Environmental Preservation Committee Wednesday. It's connected to a recommendation Altman made that another committee approved last month, which suggests the legislature appropriate $20 million to clean up the waterway. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.